How many downloads of Jim and Bill It's Another Day podcast?
Today, the podcast show has fetched 400 million downloads since its start, and an average of 350,000 downloads per episode, about 3.9 million downloads per week.
Well, hello there. It's another day. I'm Jim Harrington.
And I am Bill Knight. It's Wednesday. I do believe it's a cold Wednesday.
Yes.
You know what? Climate change, global warming.
Where's Al Gore when we need him?
Minus 16.
Yeah. What? Where's Al Gore when we need him? You know,
He's under a warm blanket going, I might want to rethink this one.
I call Bill today and I say, Bill, it's minus 10 degrees here. Minus 10.
Yeah, I got you beat, buddy.
Yeah. How much
minus
is that?
16 here.
Ay.
Well, it's warmed up now. I mean, I don't have it in front of me. I'd have to ask, you know, the box over there, and then she wouldn't shut up.
What 6 degrees amongst friends, though? You know, wow.
Well, I don't know. You know, we're shaving ice here, so.
Anyway.
Snow cones later.
Hopefully it's warm where you are. But, you know, yesterday they showed video of New Orleans, and they're getting snow. Like 3 inches, 4 inches of snow in New Orleans.
You know, you got to wonder, you know, well, obviously this is not global warming, you know, and I started wondering, are we maybe the jet streams? Now, that's conspiracy, and I understand that, and I'm not trying to.
You mean
to
weather
that,
manipulation?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, is there something to it?
Well, a lot of people.
And why would you do it now?
A lot of scientists say yes, but the. Other people out there trying to make you sound like a lunatic for even suggesting the idea that you can manipulate the weather.
Well, you know, if all this cold stuff is going on and, you know, deportations and roundups have started, is it too cold to send them home? No. We got to give them shelter and keep them longer.
Yeah. Well,
is that the outcome of this?
You know what I was going to ask you? Do you remember Dr. Stephen Greer said something was going to happen within the next week concerning... you know, UFOs and things like that. We never heard. We never heard anything.
No, I haven't either. So you kind of wonder, well, you know, was he wishful thinking or just using an old story to grandstand? Because I've heard that thought before, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Right.
You know, they're still talking about a new AI piece of software that they're briefing Trump on, supposedly. And that was mainstream news talking about it, going, yeah, actually, this will displace a lot of workers.
Well, there was a big presentation yesterday. Larry Ellison and a couple of other gentlemen were in the White House, and they were talking about a brand-new AI initiative, which the government is going to get behind. And they're talking about supercomputers. And one of the things that caught my ear was the super AI that they're putting together. It's called Stargate. Not Starlink, Stargate.
Right.
It's going to be able to figure out the cancer drug that works for you specifically, individually. Meaning, I guess they'll do some testing on you, and they'll have those tests. And then the AI will figure out the absolute best formulation for a drug that supposedly will help cure cancer.
So it'll be body specific.
Yes. I guess there's got to be a commonality to it, meaning it'll have to be some base formulation. But then when it looks at your chemical makeup, it'll say, well, Jim Harrington, you'll work if we add a little bit more of this and take a little bit less of that. And, you know, It'll be specific to you, and the AI that figures this out.
I think that's great, but here's one problem that I see, because it's going to be looking at the chemical analysis of your entire body.
Right.
And I'm sure that your mental thought process goes into the chemistry of your body.
Sure.
Could an AI figure out, okay, if it's manipulated, saying, this guy thinks the way he does because of this, he's got this balance of chemistry and hormones, could we change that to where?
Well, maybe. I mean, I got to think.
Become a born killer, or he might become a born lefty. I don't know.
Well, I got to think. My God, two terrible things. I got to think, though, that there's going to be governors on it. There's going to have to be things that control it from doing the crazy stuff, that it stays within certain parameters.
Are we talking about like governors like we have in politics?
Yeah, right. Sort of.
Okay.
I'm going to play the announcement yesterday at the White House. This is President Trump introducing the three gentlemen and talking about the project.
It's my honor to welcome three of the world's leading technology CEOs. And in the case of Larry Ellison, it's well beyond technology. He's sort of CEO of everything. He's an amazing man and an amazing business person. But to announce the largest AI infrastructure project by far in history, and it's all taking place right here in America. As you know, there's great competition for AI and other things, and they're coming in at the highest level. We're joined by Oracle Executive Chairman Larry Ellison, SoftBank CEO, my friend Masa Yoshi's son, and CEO of OpenAI, and I would say the by far the leading expert based on everything I read, Sam Altman. So that's great that you're coming in together. That's a massive group of talent and money. Together, these world-leading technology giants are announcing the formation of Stargate. So put that name down in your books, because I think you're going to hear a lot about it in the future. A new American company that will invest $500 billion at least in AI infrastructure in the United States and very, very quickly, moving very rapidly, creating over 100,000 American jobs almost immediately. This monumental undertaking is a resounding declaration of confidence in America's potential under a new president. Let me be a new president. I didn't say it. They did. So I appreciate that, fellas. But it'll ensure the future of technology. What we want to do is we want to keep it in this country. China is a competitor and others are competitors. We want it to be in this country, and we're making it available.
President Trump, it's going to be interesting to see where we go with this stuff. Someone sat down and figured out in the past day and a half, President Trump has answered more questions from the media than Joe Biden did in his 4 years as president, which I thought was interesting. Already, he's already talked. Now, it's interesting, Bill, they're out to get him. They're out to nail him already. An NBC reporter thought he was going to be really smart. He decided to, during one of these press gaggles in the Oval Office, he decided he was going to come down on the pardons.
You would agree that it's never acceptable to assault a police officer.
Sure. Right?
So then if I can, among those you pardon, DJ Rodriguez, he drove a stun gun into the neck of a D.C. police officer who was abducted by the mob that day. He later confessed on video to the FBI and pleaded guilty for his crimes. Why does he deserve a pardon?
Well, I don't know. Is it a pardon? Because we're looking at commutes and we're looking at pardons. Okay, well, we'll take a look at everything. But I can say this. Murderers today are not even charged. You have murderers that aren't charged all over. You take a look at what's gone on in Philadelphia. Take a look at what's gone off in L.A., where people murder people and they don't get charged. These people have already served years in prison, and they've served them viciously. It's a disgusting prison. It's been horrible. It's inhumane. It's been a terrible, terrible thing. I also say this. You go to Portland, where they wrapped police officers, shot police officers, nothing happened to anybody. You go to Seattle, where they took over a big chunk of the city and people died. Portland, a lot of people died. Wait a minute. And you go also take a look at Minneapolis, because I was there and I watched it. And if I didn't bring in the National Guard, that city wouldn't even exist today. People were killed and nobody went to jail. So these people have already served a long period of time, and I made a decision to give a pardon. Joe Biden gave a pardon yesterday to a lot of criminals. These are criminals that he gave a pardon to. And you should be asking that question. Why did he give a pardon to all of these people that committed crimes? Why did he give a pardon to the J6 Unselect Committee when they burned and destroyed all documents which showed that they did what was wrong, not me? Wait a minute. Why did they give a pardon to all of his relatives, his brother who made millions of dollars, to all these different people? He gave pardons. That's the question you should be answering. All right, go ahead. Yeah, please.
Go ahead.
You know, it's amazing. They're all trying to be the next troublemaker who makes a name for himself already.
Yeah, you know, when Trump pardoned the J6ers, right away, the D.C. gulag said, the hell with it. We're not releasing anybody. As a matter of fact, now, if you're liberal, listen to this. They took those prisoners and they started beating the hell out of them.
Yeah.
We're not going to release them. We're going to go and beat the crap out of them.
Right.
That's democracy. Please explain to me, if you're on the left, how that is democracy.
You call me a communist, you call me
a Nazi, you call me a liar and a thief, which are the lowest things that you can call anybody, but you represent democracy. Well, I don't like what you have to say, so beat the hell out of them.
Well, you know what Trump
said? Lock them up. We're Democrats.
Trump turned around and said, I'm going to send the marshals down there if you don't start releasing some of these people.
Well, you know what? The guys that beat the prisoners, I'm sorry, whether they were guilty of something or not, we don't do that in the United States. And if you condone it and you do, then maybe you need to go sit on the other side of the bars and take your own medicine. Because if that's the medicine you believe is good for you.
Well, let's look at the hypocrisy, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They just turned around. The left media is complaining about the pardons. But Joe Biden just made it so that thousands of El Salvadoran illegals in this country can't be deported. It's going to be harder for the U.S. to deport them because of something that Biden put together, an executive order, like 2 days ago, 3 days ago. And some of those people are criminals. Yep. These are killers. He's allowed them to stay in our country. The media is doing absolutely nothing to look into this. This is what the media is not honest, folks. I'm sorry, and I was in it for years, but the media today's media is they're liars. Mainstream, I'm talking about. I'm not talking about social media and some of the maybe cable channels, but for the most part, NBC, ABC, CBS, they're not doing their job. They're not being honest with the American people. They have an agenda, and the agenda is to ruin Trump. Now, I wanted to just say this. I think, and I could be wrong, but I think that Trump he's got some aces in his pocket, and he's just waiting. It's too soon. He's not going to throw everything on the table right now. I think that he's going to nail these people. You're going to start seeing some examples. He's going to go after some people. You're going to be surprised. He doesn't have to run for anything anymore. And he's going to go after some people in the not too distant future who have been traitorous, I believe.
And well, the Democrats, their thing, I think they knew they weren't going to win. So what they did was prepare to say, you know what, we're going to make it hell for the next 4 years, and we're going to get in his way, we're going to obstruct, we're going to do everything we can legally to sit there and prevent him from getting any of his policies or very little of them through, so they can say, see, he didn't do anything. You know, you got to go back to democratic democracy, which is crazy for what they're thinking. I mean,
I think you're going to see, there's a concerted effort on the part of the left right now to embarrass him, to make it look like these pardons are unpatriotic. How many times have you heard in the past couple of days that these pardons have released people who have attacked police officers? Mind you, in Seattle and in Portland, the Democrats had no problem. Minneapolis, remember they burned the police station down? Nobody was arrested. No. That was fine. It was okay to do that. But my God. And by the way, The only people who really suffered on January 6th, as far as the truth can determine, was Ashley Babbitt and, I forgot her first name, the Boylan woman who was beaten to death by police right. officers in the tunnel out front. They talk about, oh, policemen were punched. Well, maybe some policemen, I'm not saying this is justified, but maybe some policemen instigated stuff. You know, hit people with batons, shot them with rubber bullets and gas. They did that.
Well, you know, they're talking about the January 6ers and the pardoning of that. And you look at all the criminals that Joe did. But, you know, the Democrats should be careful what they do here, because apparently they never let go. A Soros-backed attorney, Larry Krasner, is exploring options of state charges against the January 6ers.
Right.
Pardoned by Trump. And now if you're a lefty, go, yeah, let's get them. What states? We'll get them by the states. Well, number one, that's double jeopardy. Number two, that happened in D.C., District of Columbia. That's not a state.
Right.
So,
not in their jurisdiction.
Pull that off. But number three, okay, so you want to do state charges. Well, that's a damn good idea, because if you can do it, so can we. So Hunter, how many states did he commit crimes in?
Oh, yeah.
Republican politicians there right now should bring charges in each state, because it has nothing to do with the pardon.
Yep.
You know, but those are state charges, not federal.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you should say that. John Thune was walking into his office, and the reporters were talking about the pardons that Trump was putting together. Listen to what he said.
I haven't seen all the stuff, the EOs that he signed yet. So we said all along that Biden opened the door on this, and so...
He said, Biden opened the door on this.
Yes, yeah.
And he did. All the stuff that's happening right now, Trump didn't start this, but the media wants you to believe that. Adam Schiff and Jeremy Raskin are talking like the worst thing that ever could have happened was Trump issuing these pardons. Yet both of those guys were recipients of Joe Biden's pardons the day before, and they took them. By the way, Anthony Fauci, he took the pardon too, but he said, I didn't do anything wrong. It doesn't mean that I committed a crime, but I'm still going to take it, and I'm grateful for the pardon. But in 1915, the U.S. Supreme Court said, you take the pardon, that's tantamount to admission of guilt.
Yeah, he's taken that. He just said he's guilty. I didn't do anything wrong, but I'm going to take the pardon. You know, Fauci, you're a researcher. You're a doctor. You research a lot of stuff. You might want to research that law.
Yeah.
And second, you know, think about that again, because either way, you're going to be defending yourself.
Yep.
So you may as well be on the right side than the wrong side.
Speaking of right side.
Coffee.
Yes, we should take a moment to point out that Jim and Bill's Right Side Coffee, available right now at rightsideshop.com. Rightsideshop.com. That's right. Did I tell you it was at rightsideshop.com? Because that's where it's at. Bill, do you know where it's at? Rightsideshop.com.
Yeah, it's right there on the internet.
Yes.
It's in your browser, but when you go to it and type in rightsideshop.com, you'll go to the website.
Yes.
Which is the place you got to go to order the right side coffee, the right side cups, the right side swag. Swag or swag, whichever.
That's right.
I like to say swag.
I know you do. It's actually, it's a Bill Knightism. It's this swag.
Well, you could.
That's the word, right? Swag. But swag has a certain, as they would say in France, je ne sais quoi.
I don't know what. You got some swag on you, baby, because I'm all about the swag.
Yes, exactly. Bill's a big swag man from way back.
I should copyright that word before somebody does it for me.
That's true. Why are you looking at me? I don't know. I'm not going to steal it. Anyway, rightsideshop.com, the place to buy it. Also, they have other things, hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts. Some cups, interesting stuff. It's like a little gift shop. You want to check it out, but it does have Jim and Bill's delicious medium blend and decaf right side coffee. And by the way, I apologize if I sound a little congested. It's this weather. I don't work well in 10 below zero weather. You know, just I don't. It doesn't work well with me. So, and I was outside doing some stuff in the yard yesterday, so which was silly of me, but, you know, you can only stay in the house so long. But they say in this weather, you shouldn't stay outside with exposed skin for longer than like 30 minutes because you can get frostbite.
Yeah, which, that's why in weather like this, I wear clothes.
Do you really? You don't go out in the yard au naturel?
Not minus 60. I don't. Wouldn't even consider it.
That's good to hear.
I usually don't.
Your neighbors are happy to hear that too.
Sunny in 87.
Bobby, 87. Yes, he's a spectacle. Anyway, we have Juan Jose and the border crossers. They're still here, cowering in the corner, afraid to answer the door or the phone. But they're here to sing the jingle, and because you know they're here illegally, you know. And I don't think they got a Biden pardon either. But they'll sing the song and then scurry back into wherever they go. Guys, if you would.
Wake up on the right side with Right Side Coffee.
Juan Jose and the Border Crossers and the Right Side Coffee jingle. Get yourself a bag of Right Side Coffee. Find out for yourself just how good it really is, all right? And also, you help the show out because a little bit of the profits go back to us, and we're going to promote the show more and try to get it from 4 million downloads a week to maybe 5 million downloads a week. Yes.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah, 6 million. Who knows? The sky's the limit. Anyway, Bill,
a new
poll came out this week. It said a majority of Americans are optimistic about the next 4 years with Donald Trump in charge. You never know that from listening to the news media.
No. Well, apparently, two executive orders Trump saved America. Well, it looks like $1.5 trillion, $500 million by withdrawing from the World Health Order.
Yeah,
and $1 trillion withdrawing from the World Climate Scam.
The World Health Organization. Yeah.
Organization, yeah. They had an order down. But by withdrawing from that, we've saved apparently $1.5 trillion. And I would tend to believe that over the stretch of time, that's probably about what it is.
So far, Trump is making money for us with these AI initiatives and things like that and saving TikTok and trying to get some kind of a deal where we're partners with him so that we make money from TikTok, which I think is great. You know, Trump said, hey, look, it's got no value if I decide to ban it in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But if I allow it to stay, it has enormous value. Sometimes he said billions, maybe trillions of dollars. And if you make us a partner, a 50% partner, that might work out. It's the art of the deal.
Yeah, a lot of people stepping up to the plate. Now, something the media is not going to report, something that Biden never did, but Trump has announced that this Friday he's going to North Carolina to the ravaged parts to see what he can do to help. And then it's on to Los Angeles, and then he'll be going to Nevada. So he's going to places that are hurting, that are suffering, because, I don't know, he's the president, and that's what presidents do.
We're going to take care of Los Angeles. I'm going there. I'm going to North Carolina, which has been abandoned by the Democrats. And I'm going to North Carolina, very importantly, first. I'll be there on Friday. And then I'm going from there to Los Angeles. And then I'm going to Nevada.
I don't know why he's going to Nevada. Maybe he's going there to gamble. I have no idea. Maybe he's going there to check out his Trump International, which had that truck
blow
up.
Well, there was, wasn't there the bomb thing there in the truck?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, there's
the cyber
there's
truck.
There's something going on there.
John Bolton, who has been nothing but a thorn in the side of not just Trump, but the MAGA movement. You know, he's the guy with that big fuzzy mustache and has a huge opinion of himself. And he loves to send other people's children off to war. He'll do it at the drop of a hat. President Trump has removed John Bolton's Secret Service protection after stripping him of a security clearance the day before. I thought it was interesting that he had Secret Service. Biden gave him the Secret Service protection because apparently he was threatened by an Iranian group that has actually threatened Trump, too. But I was thinking, you know, they complained that in Butler, Trump had a small detail of Secret Service because they didn't have enough people, enough staff. Maybe it's because Biden was handing Secret Service protection out to all of these people like Bolton who didn't deserve it.
Well, that could be. General Milley is probably a little upset today because his portrait. was taken down yesterday.
By the way, I found it ironic that he gave John Bolton Secret Service protection for years, since 2021, and he wouldn't give Robert F. Kennedy Jr. protection when he was running for the presidency. And he was the son and the nephew of political people who were assassinated while they were in office.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. The picture was not just taken down, but the hanger was removed, and it was last seen they were covering the nail hole, and they were painting the wall over so
they spackled and painted it, huh?
Yep.
Poor guy, your picture's not coming back. You know, you can pick it up in the dumpster out back.
Exactly.
We stored it safely for you.
They removed his security clearance too, and they fired him from. He had a position in government. Milley did. He's gone. Histoire. And what I learned, and I said this on the show yesterday, but it was verified, these guys make a lot of money by having a security clearance. I didn't know that. These guys in the private sector, they have access to stuff that other people don't have access to, and I guess they can leverage that. Maybe what they do is they can nudge people in the right direction, their private clients, without technically breaking the rule of giving away secrets. And now that they don't have it, they've lost that value. So, John,
it's too bad for him. But you know what? And not trying to be comical here, but he's got the painting. I'm sure that he could say, "Can I have the painting?" Probably got a nice little gold plaque on it, you know. And I'm sure that they spent a lot of money getting it painted. You know, it could be a family value to him, or he could sell it to somebody. They go, "I'll buy that," you know. But I wouldn't.
Yeah. Yesterday morning, Trump started his day off by going to an Episcopalian service at the National Cathedral. I'm going to play for you a bit of it, and I want you to hear this. She's a bishop. She's an incredibly leftist bishop. And somebody, by the way, in Trump's administration should have given him a heads up and never put him and his people. J.D. Vance was visibly pissed, pardon my French, at her lecture to the president. Trump looked disgusted when they kept cutting to Trump. It was like, "I didn't come here to get lectured by you, lady." Anyway, here's what she was saying.
Let me make one final plea, Mr. President. Millions have put their trust in you. And as you told the nation yesterday, you have felt the providential hand of a loving God. In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families, some who fear for their lives. And the people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meatpacking plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals, they may not be citizens or have the proper documentation, but the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. They pay taxes and are good neighbors. They are faithful members of our churches and mosques, synagogues, wadara, and temples. I ask you to have mercy, Mr. President, on those in our communities whose children fear that their parents will be taken away, and that you help those who are fleeing war zones and persecution in their own lands to find compassion and welcome here. Our God teaches us that we are to be merciful to the stranger, for we were all once strangers in this land. May God grant us the strength and courage to honor the dignity of every human being, to speak the truth to one another in love, and walk humbly with each other and our God for the good of all people good of all people in this nation and the world. Amen.
Okay, that's the bishop of the National Cathedral in Washington. Her name, I'm trying to think, her name
I
is...
I wouldn't go to that church.
No, I wouldn't either. Her name is...
She took a prayer to make a political statement.
Yeah, her name is Marianne Edgar Budd, B-U-D-D-E. Some people say Booty, I say Budd. And she, if she loses her job there, she'll get a job at MSNBC, probably leading into Joy Reid, because that's essentially what she got her talking points.
Yeah.
The rule of law for the left means nothing. You know, these are the same people who went off to colleges and stuff when they were younger, and they believed it was okay to do drugs, even though there were laws against it. They was okay to live a lifestyle that may have been against the rules because they were leftists. The rules were meant for thee, not for me.
They've gotten into power and changed the rules.
Yeah, and I'm tired. I don't know about you, Bill, but I'm tired of being lectured about. First of all, they've successfully remarketed these people who are in our country, these strangers, as migrants, right. Not illegals. By the way, which is more appropriate because they're here in violation of our laws, and if you know, a country without laws isn't a country. I'm sorry. If you are a leftist listening to this show and you're just pissed off at what I'm saying, then you've got a problem. You've got the problem. Because everything else in this country means something because of law. You know, you drive 55 on the highway or thereabouts. I mean, that's the law. You know that when you're on the highway. You know that it's against the law to take certain drugs. It's against the law to hit your wife or your husband. That's abuse. It's against the law in so many areas. Yet it's not a problem if these people come into this country and break our law. The very first thing they do when they come into our country, the very first act is to break our law. Well, you know.
Well, it's because they don't come here with the old... you know, the old prerequisite that you have to understand our law and understand the Constitution and everything about the United States. So they come in with their own rule of law, their own authority, or the idea that I can be anything I want to. You shut up.
Well,
I'm here
you're absolutely correct. One of the differences between the immigrants of my parents and my great-grandparents, my grandparents' time, is that when they came across with the enthusiasm of becoming Americans. They came across, if they came from Italy or Spain or someplace, they came across and one of the first things they wanted to do was learn English so they could be part of our melting pot. But this group of migrants that sneaks across the border, these people come across and they expect us to speak Spanish. They expect us to accommodate them. You know, what a gracious country we live in. What a great country we live in. These people come across, and essentially, they soil themselves on our laws. They come across and with disdain, just ignore our laws, but yet, we give them housing. We give them money to live so they're not going to be hungry. In the meantime, and I was thinking, I can't help but think about this, Bill, during this weather, that there are tens of thousands of Americans who are homeless, who are freezing to death during this cold snap, and they have no place to go. The shelters are all full. Where do they go? The bus terminals kick them out. Where do they go? Why isn't it that we haven't embraced our own with the same enthusiasm that we've embraced these people who essentially spit on our Constitution and our laws?
Well, imagine for a minute Trump didn't win and that Biden never you know, sat back, or Kamala got in. Either way, and we went forward. Not too long ago in the distant past, maybe 2 years ago, we were talking about the immigrants and all that and the housing for them, even a year ago. Well, you know, you've got an extra room in your house, Jim.
That's right.
So let's just give them food and lodging there, you know. And you can help pay for that, because that little bit of extra money you were saving, oh, come on. Where's that Christian spirit there, Jim? Feed them. Clothe them.
Yeah.
You know, give them privileges and rights in your house. What's wrong with you? And for that preacher who decided to make, I will say this wholeheartedly, clergy usually doesn't have to pay taxes if they are legitimate clergy.
Right.
You know, but when you sit there and politicize, you've stepped out of the bounds. So if you're going to step out of the bounds and
pay taxes,
that you will. Well, I think then you need to be introduced to the tax system.
Yeah, I agree. She won't, because Trump is too nice a guy. Although I wouldn't push him. I wouldn't push Trump. And I think a lot of people have pushed him over the last 4 years. I mentioned this to you earlier. I think we haven't seen the storm that's going to come in the next 4 years. I think Trump is going to drop the hammer on a lot of these lunatic left. And well, when I say drop the hammer, it'll be done legally. Don't think that he's going to do something illegal. But he can't do it now because he hasn't got his people in place yet. He hasn't got his attorney general. He hasn't got his FBI director. None of these people are in place yet. So he has to wait.
Speaking of Hegseth, now the Democrats came out 11th hour going, We have proof, you know, that somebody's made the accusation of for his ex-wife of abuse.
Yeah,
we've got to throw this out there and get it all over the media and let everybody know about it. Now, this comes from the sister-in-law of an ex-wife, and the ex-wife sat there and said, "I have no knowledge of this. I was never abused." So, but you're not going to hear that second part. And she has given a copy to her attorney. And she's publicly said there was no abuse.
Yeah, she
but
said.
The
she
Democrats
said.
Have,
she said. If I got this correct, I'm not going to discuss my marriage with Peter. She's. I'm paraphrasing, but close. I'm not going to discuss my marriage with Peter, other than to say that there was never any abuse, and I have not given anybody permission to talk for me about this subject. Meaning that woman. That. And by the way, that sister-in-law was obviously married to either, I guess, a brother of Peter, and I'm not even sure whether they're still married.
Look, everybody in their family has somebody that disagrees with you. That's just the way life is, and that's so. But, you know, when you let your political values, you know, sit there and interfere with decency, decorum, common sense, and legality, to sit there and make accusations that you have no right to make or have no proof of,
yeah,
that should be. In other words, my thing is, you know, since Democrats understand lawfare, I think when you make an accusation and it's proven that you made this up and you're just doing it for personal or political gain, that's a crime in my mind.
You know, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. Okay. Sometimes some of your toughest critics or your most envious people are in your family. They look at you and see your success, and it doesn't go over well. This is the case, I think, with Pete Hegseth. Hegseth has been very successful. Everything he did, from his days in the military when he was an officer, I think he was a major, from his days on television, when he became a real celebrity, and now this, and people...
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's going to be the only one. I think that they'll pull... You know, it's always the second, third, fourth party people. Well, and it's all hearsay, you know, but all they want to do is muddy the waters, maybe get somebody that said, yeah, I'm going to go with Pete, he's a good guy, and then they get him back over this way to where they're just... I don't know, man. There's so much garbage, you know. Do we really need to go through all this? Yes,
well,
you do.
The good news is he was recommended by, I guess, the the group, the committee that was charged with investigating him. Hegseth's nomination was sent back to the Senate with recommendation. So that's a good thing, and I think he's going to get it. I think he'll be maybe, if not the next successful nominee, he'll be one of the next couple.
Well, I mean, who else? You know, they're going after Kennedy.
Tulsi Gabbard's nomination should be coming down the pipeline really soon, so that could be a and there'll be some pushback from the left on her.
Oh, she was a darling until she said, you know, I've had enough of this party, and left it. Now she's bad.
Yeah, you know? she's a smart and really promising young politician. She could be vice presidential material down the road, maybe even presidential. Who knows?
What they're trying to do is, you know, they're trying to say, even though she's she's got a distinguished military background, and she was, you know, she did a stellar job as a Democrat in the White House. But the point is, now all of a sudden, well, you know, she's got ties, you know, ties, communist ties, and all of that stuff. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
This is a lady who I think she's a lieutenant colonel in the even now.
Yeah.
They
sitting there going, they're lying, obviously.
The left is shameless. The left is friggin' shameless. They have no problem attacking. They will. That's what they do. They've already gone after a number of the executive orders that Trump has put into place. The ink isn't even dry in the documents, and they've tried to challenge these things. They are going to try to make Trump's term in office a nightmare. Mind you, this time around, I think it's going to be a hell of a lot harder for them than it was last time around. I truly believe you're going to see, and they will call it, by the way, when Trump pushes back on them successfully, the left will whine and cry over the fact that he's misusing his presidential powers. Horse crap. Mm-hmm. He's this time around, he's not going to take any prisoners. This time around, there'll be people.
He didn't have to. It's his last run for the roses.
Yep, exactly right.
Anna Navarro, I think she was The View. She sat there and said, Snoop Dogg is a trained SEAL because he performed for Trump's inauguration. What a racist thing to say, you know, but the trained SEALs, you know, if you really want to think about it, are people on the left that take everything that is released by the DNC as gospel, no matter how ridiculous it is.
Didn't ABC just pay President Trump like $10 million for what Stephanopoulos did? Haven't these people at ABC learned their lesson? When I was in broadcasting, if someone did something wrong on the air, they would send a memo out to all of the different disc jockeys and say, hey, guys, we just had to fix a problem that so-and-so created for saying such as, you know, this. Don't you say it. But yet at ABC, they have a program like The View, and these women come out, and by the way, it is not anything about sexism here. These are maybe the dumbest group of their credentials. If you look at their resume, I think Sonny Hostin is a lawyer, you know, and I think that other people, look at Whoopi Goldberg, I think she's an Academy Award winning actress. And these people, their politics are like kindergarten level. They have no idea what the hell they're talking about. Joy Behar, she thinks she's the smartest person in the room. Oh, she's amazingly impressed with herself. Yet, when she says something, it's the dumbest, most illogical thing you could ever imagine. This is how they think over there at The View. I'm amazed it's still on the air. And, you know, we talked yesterday about, I think we said at one point, Barbara Walters. I think Barbara Walters would be incredibly upset at where the show has gone, because it used to have a broad appeal. Now it's targeted just to a select group of numbskulls.
Yeah, I don't know Barbara's political affiliations, but I would say she was probably left. But I'll tell you this, when she was doing her stuff, she kept it centered.
She was a broadcaster. She was, a classic, in the classic way.
And I respect that. The fact that we can agree to disagree, that is American politics. But somewhere along the line, they've sat there and said, we can agree to disagree. We disagree that you should have anything to say. That's what the left is saying, you know, that we agree that it should just all be our way. But they've programmed and brainwashed the American public, and they've done it with the media. And the media, even some of those people are brainwashed. And anything that comes out of the left.
Tom Holman was on television yesterday talking about, you know, that they're starting to do raids on some of these.
About time.
Yeah, some of these illegals. At first they said they might have to hold off on these things because someone leaked some of their plans to the media. And, of course, the media being the not giving a damn about anybody's safety, they actually published the leaked plans. But they had a workaround, and Holman said this.
Based on your initial schedule, that today roundups of criminal illegal aliens and the process of deporting them would begin. That seems to have been put on hold for a little while. When can we expect that to happen? Where will it begin?
No, it started. ICE teams are out there as of today. We gave them the direction to prioritize public safety threats, that's what we're looking for. So we've been working on the target list. There was some discussion about Chicago because the specific operational plan was released. So we had to look at and reevaluate, does this raise officer safety concerns? And it does. Mm-hmm. But we've addressed that, and teams are all effective today.
No, it started. They started doing the raids. And, you know, the successful raids you won't hear about. They're not going to send press releases out saying we just removed this group of people because they want to keep it basically quiet. Don't want to release stuff so the media is following them from raid to raid. Our media it's lost control of ethics. They used to have an ethical media when I was a kid. Even if you were a leftist loon, when you were on the air, you were neutral. That's just how it was, mm-hmm. But not anymore. No, it's a badge of honor to be a leftist loon. You see where
there's a lot of them out there. Yeah.
Trump fired a woke Coast Guard leader over her DEI obsession, ignoring border security threats and other significant failures. This lady was shown the door. She was the head of the U.S. Coast Guard. Coast Guard's important. And if you're spending most of your time talking about DEI initiatives and not how to seal the border and protect our shores, well, then you don't belong in the job. And I guess Trump felt that way about her, and she has been escorted from the room, as they would say.
Well, yeah, it said that she neglected border security threats, inadequate management and recruitment and retention, mishandling important acquisitions like icebreakers and helicopters, and then prioritizing diversity initiatives over operational success and creating a loss of trust due to the mishandling and concealment of Operation Fouled Anchor. So she was, an F-up all the way along. So they let her go. She didn't do anything right. And the fact that she didn't even, you know, she had money for acquisitions, icebreakers and helicopters and things that they need. Nah, we don't need them.
I want to remind people.
The Los Angeles Fire Department, you know, with the mayor, you know.
I want to remind people about they're going after Trump like he's doing all these things wrong, the left-leaning news. And yet Biden thought nothing about putting in a transvestite moron who wore red dresses and high heels, a bald head and a mustache, and he would steal luggage from the turnstile of the people at the airport. That was your undersecretary of nuclear energy. Biden thought no problem there. That's fine. You know, Biden put Pete Buttigieg as the director of transportation or whatever it was, he did nothing. The guy did nothing over 4 years.
He couldn't fill a pothole when he was a mayor. So, put him in charge of transportation.
Look at East Palestine. He did nothing. He ended up going to East Palestine because Trump beat him to it by like weeks, you know. But the media does nothing. It doesn't do any investigating into serious stories like that. But yet it makes stuff up. It makes stuff up.
Yeah, well, now, when Pete did go, of course, they covered that, and they made sure that they had him all over. When Trump was there bringing water, they made fun of that.
Yeah.
You know, because that was silly that Trump would bring them water, because their water, they got plenty of contaminated sure. water.
Yeah. Well, you know, this media is obviously a partisan. It's not even it's not even like they're trying to hide it anymore. That's the thing that gets me. And you know, I'm amazed that Trump even deals with them. He allows him in the same room, but he does. I think he must enjoy the Perry, you know, the sword fighting with these morons.
The sparring, yeah.
Yeah, I think he must like that. Personally, I don't know. I would get.
I don't know. I think it's part of it. You know, the sparring is part of it, just to sit there and to kind of wear your opponent down.
Yeah.
Get them to flinch and make the wrong move, or get them comfortable to where then you hit them.
They're not going to change. Although I thought it was interesting. You probably have heard this. Jim, what's his name? Jim, was it a car? I don't watch him. The guy who used to give Trump a hard time, and was even at one point Trump told him to leave the press conference and was going to remove his credentials. Jim, I can't think of his. Isn't this awful? This is what happens, folks, when you get up at the ungodly hour that we get up to do this program. Jim Acara? Jim?
Sounds like a familiar name. No, I don't know.
CNN's a reporter who doesn't like Trump. Anyway, he has been moved, his program, to, even though it supposedly has some kind of numbers, although I've heard mixed reports on that, his program has been moved to midnight. So he went from
He's got the graveyard shift.
Yeah, he went from doing afternoons where it had certain numbers, and they moved him to 12 to 2. So that'll justifiably
When you're in the business and you have prime time and a nice contract and they move you to the graveyard shift, it means they can't fire you, so they're going to put you in the overnight hours and give you a reason to want to get the hell out of there, or screw up to where they can fire you. This is how the business goes.
Yeah, it's true. I'm checking Jim Acosta.
All right.
Jim Acosta. I couldn't think of his name. It was one of those things that, you know, you think about it later on. I'm sure some of you people have had that happen to you, where you, you're thinking of a name and it just won't come to you. It's just, it's there. It's hanging in that closet. You just can't find the hanger that it's on. And all of a sudden, there it is. Jim Acosta. He's going to be moved. If you're looking for his show, it's going to be late night, all right? He'll have like six people listening, and that doesn't include his family. Other thing going on, Representative Elise Stefanik of New York, I guess she's up for the U.N. ambassador, and she says that the U.N. can be reformed if the United States is in a leadership role. The U.N. has a habit of making third world nations leaders of certain committees and stuff like that. Just doesn't make any sense at all. They sit on prime property in New York. They get it. I think they get it for free, and they act like they deserve it, and they criticize the people who've given them that that location. And I think that if Trump wanted to, he could say, "Look, at effective." In 90 days, you better find a new place outside of this country because you're being booted. Because the UN doesn't do what we were taught it was going to do. When I was in civics class, I can remember when I was a kid, 1965 or 64, going on a class trip to New York to see the United Nations, like it was a visit to the Vatican. I can remember walking the halls of the UN thinking, oh, this is amazing stuff, and they would talk glowingly about what it was there for, the purpose of the UN, to bring all these countries together so that they could talk of peace and benefits to mankind. That's never happened. It's been a pit of vipers, mostly after the United States. And
well, the deportation must be working because India said they welcome all their migrants back. They want them back. Venezuela just announced that they want their migrants back.
Yeah,
to Maduro.
You see, where a guy who had his picture taken with Ryan Routh, who's that the second assassin who failed. You know, the guy who was with the rifle at the golf course in the hedges. There was a picture, a Biden Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient. He was photographed with this guy, Ryan Routh, and I guess Trump removed him from a position he had in this administration. It says, our first day in the White House is not over yet. My presidential personnel office is actively in the process of identifying and removing over 1,000 presidential appointees from the previous administration who are not aligned with our vision to make America great again. Let this serve as official notice of dismissal for these four individuals, with many more coming soon. Jose Andreas from the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. That's the guy who had his picture taken with Ryan Routh. Mark Milley from the National Infrastructure Advisory Council. That's the former Joint Chief who had his picture removed yesterday, too. Mark Milley lost his job. Brian Hook from the Wilson Center for Scholars, and Keisha Lance Bottoms from the President's Export Council. And then he put in capital letters, "You're fired." So he is, and this is just the beginning. And people on the left have got their undies in a knot. Oh, these people are being removed. Well, if you don't, if you're not pushing with us on the oar, that means you're pulling on the oar. You're not helping us in our goal of making a better country as we see it. If you're not doing it the way we want you to do it, you don't belong in this administration. Find another job. Go on with your life in the private sector. Don't rely on the U.S. government and specifically this administration to cultivate your lunacy. So, but, you know, Bill, I kept thinking, people say, well, it was just a coincidence. This guy got his picture taken with Ryan Routh. He was in the Ukraine, and there he was, and he got his picture taken. There's too many frigging coincidences nowadays. You know? I mean, there are billions of people on this planet. How did this guy end up being in the exact same location as a would-be assassin of President Trump?
Well, if you look at the picture, you know, the guy has got his right hand up and is right where his heart is, but it's like this, and he's pointing at him, you know, the route. So I'm sitting there going,
there's more to
it. It's like, yeah, there's more to it. Like, yeah. This is the guy.
Yeah.
You know, really? What were you alluding to in that picture?
You know, Bill, I keep thinking, and I keep going back to this. Maybe this is something you've thought of too, but I keep going back to President Trump and what he kept saying throughout his 4 years. He every so often you see a message from President Trump saying, you know, we've got it all. We've got all the truth, all the facts. We've got it all. And by the way, at the press conference yesterday, he's done more impromptu press conference than I've ever seen. He did another impromptu press conference yesterday. Not the one he did the day before with the signing of the stuff. He did another one yesterday, and he said in this press conference, without any pulling any punches, he said in the 2020 election, which was rigged. You know, the mainstream media wants to slap you on the wrist and chastise you for saying that or even thinking that. Trump comes right out and says it was rigged. He knows the truth. If anybody has all the facts about what happened, it's him.
I think the left thinks he's bluffing. I guess we're going to find out in due time.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, some of it he can say, we got everything. and let them believe that you're bluffing. And you know what? They may expose themselves. They're already doing it in my mind, but yeah. Maybe you got to let them step a little bit over the line, lean a little bit further over the fence and, you know, fall on the other side and wallow in that mud pit that they made.
Yeah. You know, the night before last, he talked about the cartels and making them a terror organization. Listen.
This is actually an executive order designating the cartels and other organizations to be foreign terrorist organizations.
That's a big one.
Yes, sir.
People have wanted to do this for years. So they are now designated as terrorist organizations, foreign. And Mexico probably doesn't want that. But we have to do what's right. They're killing our people. They're killing 250,000-300,000 American people a year. Not 100, like has been reported for 15 years. It's probably 300,000.
And yesterday, somebody asked him, you know, you're going to put troops on the border. Might you send troops into Mexico to get them? And he said, maybe. He didn't say, no, we're not going to go into Mexico. Oh, we're going to ask the UN permission. Oh, we're going to speak to the president of Mexico. He just said, maybe. So this is the beginning, folks. The end was not the election. The end, the election was just the beginning.
And well, the one thing that they can't accuse him of, and that's the fact that he, you know, he was during the signing of all the documents, he was casually talking to the media. They could ask him anything he wanted, and he would sit there and, you know, give you an answer. And very casually, it wasn't a rehearsed speech or anything like that. And I thought, you know, whether you agree with him or not, it was a very open conversation. And I say whether you agree or not, I think if you're on the right, you agree with him. And I don't even like saying you're on the left or you're on the right, you know, but because that's too divisive of a phrase. We shouldn't be dividers anymore. We should find
common ground. Yeah, but in the perfect world, you're right, Bill, but in a real
world.
No, it isn't a perfect world.
You're either right or you're left. But, you know, what they should do, and if that's the case, the Democrats need to reevaluate their position because you can't come back and tell the majority of people that won this election and voted a certain way, well, you voted that way, but you were wrong. You were wrong. You got to think our way. No, that means that we're not headed where you want to go. So you need to get on board with us or go somewhere else and go where you want to go.
Yeah.
Simple.
Well, Spain has a socialist prime minister. His name is Pedro Sanchez, and he's urging the world to, quote, fight back, end quote, against Trump and the Silicon Valley techno caste. It's amazing how the left is so pissed off, pardon my French, but it's true, so pissed off that Trump is developing a strong relationship with the people who historically have been left-leaning, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk, and the people, even the guys from Google, who were, I believe, at the inauguration. He's starting to, the announcement he made yesterday about the AI initiative with Stargate. Larry Ellison was there and other people. All these people are starting to coalesce around this president. And maybe, it's driving them nuts. Look at this. This is the prime minister of Spain. No, Silicon Valley technocast. Well, hey, listen, pal. You know, you don't have to pay attention to. It's having that kind of a ripple effect around the world. That's what's interesting, is that he'll do something in the Oval Office, a little comment he'll make, and suddenly the lunatic left socialist in Spain and in England. Trump, by the way, has said that he's not going to probably have his first trip. Well, not usually, I guess historically it's been England, and he's not going to go to England. The Keir Starmer, prime minister of England, I guess he has a diplomat who he has made, I guess, the U.S. ambassador, who is a Trump hater,
mm-hmm.
and has said nasty things about him in the past. And so I guess Trump has said, well, you know, there's nothing that says we have to go to England. We'll go somewhere else if we mm-hmm. on our first trip. But by the way, I think it's interesting he's going to go out to Southern California. I would probably bet that he'll have to keep an eye on the weather. They're talking about the winds are going to probably pick up again this week. The fires are not out. A lot of people think, well, I haven't heard much about it in the news, so things must be okay in California. No. They're still burning. There's still a problem.
Well, yeah, they probably don't want you to see what, because at some point in time, you get an idea that these fires aren't all a natural thing. And it does seem kind of odd that you've just about burned up the entire city. It's going to have to be rebuilt. It will be rebuilt. But I think we need to get to the bottom of, you know, you talk about insurrection and everything. We need to get to the bottom of how and why. Maybe some of the fires were innocent, but not all of them. And the ones that weren't.
Yeah.
We need to know who and why they did it, and we need to hold them responsible.
It says fire risk, strong winds continue in Southern California. Parched Southern California was forecast to face more dangerous winds on Wednesday, but could get some badly needed rain this weekend, which is promising, but I'll believe it when I see it. You know, getting back to what we talked about at the top of the show, weather manipulation, you have to wonder whether some of this stuff is so extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
It's you wonder, do they really have that capability? Are we being manipulated right now? We just don't know it. I mean, to have snowstorms in New Orleans, you know, to have snow in Florida, parts mm-hmm. of Florida. You know, they're wearing coats down in Florida right now. You would think they were up in New England. It just seems out of the ordinary. And is this the beginning? Are there people who don't want us to? Maybe they figure that if they adjust the weather so we're so uncomfortable, we won't pay attention to Trump. You know, we'll be paying attention to trying to stay warm.
I think everybody's paying attention to Trump and what he's up to. And if you're right-leaning, you're encouraged. But they're going to try to divide you on topics and issues that might be, you know, a little iffy. I know one of the big ones is TikTok out there. And I have no problem with TikTok sticking around. He put a pause on it for 90 days. It looks like Elon Musk has gotten into the soiree saying, you know what, I wouldn't mind buying that, which, you know, I get it. Tesla will buy it, and I think Trump is okay with that. Okay with it.
Kevin Larry said he'd buy it, right?
Yeah, and some other billionaire out there. There's even a social media guy, young kid,
yeah,
with backers. He said, well, I'll buy it. He's like the number one social media kid. I forget what it missed, Mr. Magnificent or something like that. You know, the young kids give themselves a nom d'air, a moniker, and they, Mr. Magnificent here.
Yeah.
And they talk about nothing. But, you know, that's what's popular these days, and they have influence. And he's got the money and the backing to do it. I don't know that they got Musk money, but, you know, why not? And as far as.
Well, you know what Trump TikTok, said? Trump said. We buy phones that are made in China. We buy parts for our military weapons that are made in China. I don't like that, by the way, but we do. If they want to steal our stuff, they have so many other ways of doing it right now, not just TikTok.
TikTok was on Trump's radar when he was first president, and you know he didn't like it then, but he was the one that came up with the Texas initiative to put servers in the United States, and they're in Texas. So that is where their other servers are besides Singapore, and they're in Texas, and the reason for that is so that we could monitor. It was a good idea, but then Trump lost the election because it was stolen from him. And the Democrats, they were fine with it, and they said, oh, well, that was their idea. It wasn't their idea. That came, if you go back and look, it came from Trump. But now with that said, you know, and they're saying, well, you know, they have these algorithms, they spy. Might I remind you about Google? Now, TikTok is big. It is big. And they got two servers. They've got Singapore and Texas. They may have more in those areas, but that's where they are. Google has servers in over 90 countries. How many times have you opened things up and, you know, you've got an AdSense ad popping up? Well, that's Google. You know, it tracks. Now, all of a sudden, you look up, hey, you know, I'm going to get me some shoes. I need some work boots. Now, for the next month, you're going to see nothing but ads popping up from about work boots because they got cookies. And you have to accept cookies to see any content anymore. They're tracking you. They know everything about you. They even sit there and send you credit card deals because if you've got your credit cards in your computer somewhere, Google already knows it. They know your account. They know your account number. And they go, oh, well, this guy is, he's got Capital One. Let's send them Capital One deals.
Yeah, we have.
They are spying on everybody. They're up your rear end with, you know, into your business.
You do a search on Amazon for something, right? Anything. Mm-hmm. And for the next few days or weeks, you're going to see, if you're still looking for something, we found something, they may match your search. They will continue to search for what you're looking for and get it in front of your face, even though you may have already bought it. You may have already bought it somewhere else, or you may have not be thinking about it anymore. Maybe it was a casual search. You were just investigating something casually.
Google is the biggest spy network out there. They're up your business, you know, 7 days a week, 24/7. They are up and in your business, and you're right. They track everything, and they catalog it. So don't tell me that we got to worry about TikTok when we got Google in 90 different countries, over 90 countries with their servers everywhere. They're into everything that you do. During the political season, how many times did you see articles about the left? Because they knew you were on the right, so they wanted to persuade you. It means they knew what you were looking at, and they knew something about you.
Yeah. Well,
that's the evil empire.
We live in a different world, don't we? I mean, right now, you are surrounded by computers everywhere you go. AI, when you have Trump announcing an initiative, which could be terrific for mankind, but, you know, where there's always something good, there's something probably out there of equal bad value out there being created by somebody, an AI program that's going to do us harm. If they're making a program that's going to find the cure for cancer, they're probably making an AI program that's going to launch the most stealth weapon in the world on us and destroy us. It's just the way it is. The technology is so powerful. And at this point, it really doesn't have any boundaries. Everybody can be in the AI game. Everybody can create something. You look at movies, for example, right? Movies nowadays. It used to be when you were shooting a movie, you had to be on location, you had to be out there doing it. Nowadays, you can shoot the stuff in front of a green screen for the most part and add anything you want in the background, and it looks real.
Apparently, making an AI computer or a computer turning it into AI is not that hard. As a matter of fact, you can Google anything, and the instructions are there to build your own AI. Now, I'm sure that you've got to download different components and things like that, but, you know, as software. But once you do it, you know, I mean, you've got your Alexa. You ask her a question. That's a form of AI because all she does is go out and surf the internet. So that's really all you're doing. The internet now contains just about knowledge on everything. It's all interlinked in access, too.
But something as simple as her voice. Something as simple to us as her voice took years of refining and work to get it so these devices' voices sounded human. So that when you talk to that device across the room, when she answers, she sounds like a friend.
Yeah, now there's people that escape into the AI and they use the AI voice like, the one guy you hear talking all the time, and it's the same damn AI voice. Like, creators, if you're out there using an AI voice, get original. That it's pretty obvious. And then they've got other voices where, you know, you've got an old version of the program that doesn't have quite the algorithms down to understand words. It'll take a word like record or record, you know, and it'll sit there and say, when doing your recording of the script, like going,
But you know what's really interesting? Boy. It wasn't too long ago that we were all amazed when you heard, you've got mail. Remember that? Mm-hmm. When I think it was AOL, their mail service, every time they had a program so that when you got a letter, you've got mail. And the guy who did that, the guy who did that actually became, he was like a journeyman announcer somewhere who did it. And I guess he got paid when it was used or something like that. It was very beneficial for him. From what I understand, I think he's passed away since that recording. But that was about as high tech as you could get like 20 years ago. Mm. And now it's like no big deal. That's passe. Kids nowadays don't realize how much technology they have in their hand. You know what?
It all starts somewhere.
I guess we could go on and on, but I should point out that we have a very low-tech product called coffee that we sell.
Really?
Yes.
You got AI coffee?
No, low-tech. Old-fashioned, grow on the vine coffee. It's called Jim and Bill's Right Side Coffee. It is
absolutely... You wouldn't want to AI this.
No.
This is just... You got to do it.
It's absolutely delicious. He's over there right now just chugging down his... Jim and Bill's Right Side Coffee. You can get yours at rightsideshop.com. Rightsideshop.com. You got to try it out for yourself. We talk about it, but the only way to find out whether you'll like it is to buy a bag. It's a very simple process. You go to rightsideshop.com, have your credit card, and it'll take a second. And it's, by the way, everything's secure. So you're not going to have any problem buying something in our store. Everything is secure and done properly. And you'll have your bag of coffee before you know it, and you can see for yourself just how good Jim and Bill's Right Side Coffee really is. It is really good stuff. It's at rightsideshop.com, rightsideshop.com. And guys, Juan, Jose, and the Border Crossers, if you would.
Wake up on the right side with Right Side Coffee.
Wake up on the right side with Right Side Coffee. I guess, Bill, that is about it. I can't think of anything else. Can you?
No, I can't. I was just thinking about, having to do the closeout, and it reminded me of Arnold Schwarzenegger because everyone said, well, when Trump gets in, he's going to sit there and leave the country. And Arnold came back and he goes, we've had an election, we've voted for a candidate, and now it's time for us to get together. We're all friends here. In other words, he's not going anywhere.
No.
So if you want to hear his hallmark phrase, there's only one place to hear it, and that's right here.
Hasta la vista, baby! We're out of here!
This is CRN America.